page 91 in the Rosenfeld keynotes, page 152 in the Art Scroll keynotes. So the Rav would always talk about the place of Israel in the United Nations, among the community of nations. I was treated like scum and refuse. And even in an institution that is allegedly devoted to promoting peace and harmony in the world, the status of Israel is different. You'll notice that Sakosa Mishkan Mischos Diburoi, Sakosa Vahuvlagu Giboroi, appears twice. Sakosa appears twice in Medrash Eicha, in Sefer Eicha. In Paragimel Pasuk Mem Gimel, and Paragimel Pasuk Mem Dalet. Sakosa va'af v'tir defenu, harakta v'locha molta, Eicha Paragimel Pasuk Mem Gimel, Sakosa, milashen, cover yourself up. You have enveloped yourself, you've covered yourself up with your anger, and you pursued us. Rashi, Sakosa be'af, chotzatzta es ha'af lihiyos mechitza b'incho b'inenu, v'tirdefenu bo. So Sakosa is a mechitza. Sakosa is covered up. And then the next pasuk, the very next pasuk in Eicha, again begins with the same word. This is in Paragimel, where every letter has three psukim that begin with that letter. So when we come to Samach, the three psukim that begin with the Samach, and two out of the three not only begin with the Samach, but begin with the same word. Sakosa, ba'af, pasuk mem gimel, vatir defenu, arakta v'lo chamolta. Pasuk mem dalet, sakosa ve'onon loch, me'avor tefila. You have enveloped yourself. You have wrapped yourself in a cloud so that tefila will not be able to penetrate. That Hashem has placed himself in a different place. Hashem has separated himself. The double sakosa of Eicha is reflected in the double sakosa here at the very beginning of the kinos. And this is presented in a very graphic way at the beginning of Psichta Chavdal at a Medrash Eicha. So if you open up to page 41 in your sheets, or if you turn to page 41, I want to learn a shtickle Medrash Eicha. This Psichta Chavdalet is most famous for the next part of the Psichta, when a story is told to which we devote an entire kina later on, and that is Az Bahaloch Yirmiyahu. There's a whole kina later on when Yirmiyahu goes to the Avos and tries to implore that the avos and the imahos should be mispalel on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So that whole drama of Avraham coming to be mispalel and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Leah and the shvachos and then finally Rachel and the beautiful, extraordinary, positive response of the Rabbonu Shel Olam to Rachel, all that is presented in this in the second part of this medrash. But I want to look at this part, Dover Acher. And it really sets the tone for the recital of the Kinnis, and it sets the tone for a fundamental awareness that we need to have today, and that is that the absence of the palpable, direct presence of God, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not showing his immediacy in our lives as we would hope that he would, and as Emir Hashem he will. That there's a distance, there's a turning away. Vayikra Hashem Elokim Tzvakos Bayomahu, Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hashem called that day Lebechiyu Lemisbeid, it's a day of crying and mourning, and the rest of the pasuk is Ulukorcha Velach Gorsak. And to tear out hair and to don sackcloth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu called for a day of, a time of mourning. That's expressed in all of these ways. B'sho shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achar v'sbeis HaMikdash Omar, kol zman sh'ani b'socho, ein umos ha'olam nogim bo. There's no way this is going to happen if I'm here. If my presence in the Beis HaMikdash precludes the possibility of it being destroyed. So as long as I'm here, nothing will happen. Elo achabeshes einai mimenu. I will close my eyes from it. Ve'eshavash lo ezokek lo, and I will not attach myself to it ad eis ketz, until at some point in the future. Ve'avo ha'ovim ve'achrivu oso. And now that I remove myself, then the enemies can come and destroy it. Miad nishba kodesh baruch hu biyamino ve'achazira achorav. That Hashem drew back in the face of the oncoming enemy and he removed himself from the Beis HaMikdash. At which point, now they're able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is absent. Hashem is sakosa. Hashem has removed himself. Hashem has placed the mechitza between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Bekivin Shanisraf, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuv Ein Li Moshav Ba'aretz. I have nowhere to go. I don't have a dwelling place. I don't have a habitation in this earth, the Beis HaMikdash. My habitation has been destroyed. Asalek Shechinasi Mimena Ve'e'ele L'mechoni HaRishon. I will remove myself, my presence from earth, this world, and I will return to my former abode, hado dechsev elcha v'ashuva, el mekomi asher ye'eshmu v'ikshu fanai. Ba'osa shah haya kodesh baruch hu boche. One of the themes that I've talked about in the past is the whole notion that it's not just that the Jewish people are sad, but we draw comfort from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also sad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also not in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word is displaced, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. Ba'osa shahaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu boche. Va'omer, ayli me'asisi. Hishreisi shchinasi limata b'shvil Yisrael. Va'achshav shechotu, chazarti l'mekomi harishon. Chas v'sholem shahayisi schok lagoyim v'la'ag labrios. Everybody will laugh at me and will scorn me. Ba'osa sha'ba mitatron v'nafal al panav v'amr lefanav rebono shel olam ani efke v'atol lo sivke. You know what? I'll cry. You shouldn't cry. A malach mitatron, hard to know exactly what that is, says, you know what? I'll cry. I'll cry. You shouldn't cry. Amr lo, so Hashem says, im ein atom aniach li lifkos achshav. If you're not going to let me cry, ekanes lamakam she'en lecha rishus likanes ve'efke. I'm going to still have to cry, and I'm going to cry in a place where you have no shlita, where you can't go. As the pasuk says, ve'im lo sishma'uha, if you will not hear it, b'mistarim tivke nafshi mipnei geva, b'mistarim tivke nafshi. We cry inside. We cry hidden. We cry in secret. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted that he be able to cry. Amar lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malachi ha'shores bo v'nei lechani v'atem v'nira b'vesi me'osu ha'ivim bari. So he took along the malachim, and he's not in the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to go down and look. It's so anthropomorphic, this whole description. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here, he removes himself, he's crying, he wants to check it out, he takes the malachim with him. It all makes it very graphic for us. Miad holach HaKadosh Baruch Hu malachi asher zvir mi alafanav, kivin shara HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis HaMikdash, omar, bevadai zehu beisi, vezehu minuchosi, shabo oivim, v'osu bo kiritzonam. V'oso shoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu boche, v'omer oili al beisi, banai heichonatem, kohanai heichonatem, ohavai heichonatem. Mo'esa lochem, what do you want me to do? What could I do for you? After all, it's reisi bochem. I gave you hasra'a, v'lo chazartem v'tshuva. So I did what I had to do. Why did you force me to do this and not only affect you, but also affect me? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sakosa. I'm bringing this beginning of Psichta Chavdalet as a context in which to understand Sakosa Mishkan Mischos Diburoi. You covered yourself up from the Mishkan to allow my prayers, to make it possible for my prayers not to go through. When you're close, so you're mekabel art filos. When you separate yourself, sakosa mishkan mischos diburai. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed Beis, top of page 42, says the Gemara in Brachas, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ninalu Sha'arei Tefillah. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ninalu Sha'arei Tefillah. It's very depressing. We still believe that we daven now, and we believe that the Rabbonu Shel Olam hears, but the Sha'arei Tefillah, it's the pipeline is narrower. It used to be a shar tefillah. It used to be big and wide and huge. So the shar tefillah ninalu. Shenemar gam ki ezak v'ashaveya, pasuk in Eicha, so sam tefillah. However, don't totally despair. Afo pisha shar tefillah ninalu, shar dimalo ninalu. Shenemar shima tfilosi Hashem v'shavosi ha'azino el dim osi al techerash. Don't be silent for my tears. So we don't cry anymore. We're embarrassed to cry. When was the last time in shul you saw somebody cry, mamish cry? It's very rare. And if they cried, they probably were embarrassed that they cried. But crying is a fundamental part of tefillah. In the olden days, in the previous generations, people would bawl in shul. Even non-frum people in America in the early decades, they would remember the Altaheim. They would bawl in shul. You could hear people gasping in shul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We're too fancy to cry. You should think about crying. Because even if Sharei Tfila Ninalu, Sharei Dima Lo Ninalu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sakosa. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash Psichta Chavdala tells us, is far away. I want to share with you in this context something I heard from my rabbi this past Sunday night. I daven in Rinat, which is not far from here. And my rabbi is Rabbi Yosef Adler. And I didn't have a chance because I just heard it Sunday night. The sheets were already long gone. But I want to share with you, Be'mincha L'mayariv, he threw out a vart that I thought was very very important. It's a very strange Ramah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. So make a note if you want and go and look it up. I'm going to read it to you. The Ramah says, Machaber says, B'Leil Tisha B'Av, this is Simin Tav Kuf Nun Tes Se'if Beis. Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Tav Kuf Nun Tes Se'if Beis. B'Leil Tisha B'Av. The Ramah says Mispalol and Arvis vaOmrim Echa veKinos, and the Mechaber says vaOmer Achar Kinos veEcha Seder Kedusha Maschil meVaAta Kadosh. Says the Ramah Umeisirin haParoches miLifnei haAron. Right, we have such a minig. We take away the paroches on Tisha B'Av. Al Shem Bitza Emraso. Ad Kan the Ramah. Meisirin haparoches milifnei ha'aron al shem bitza emraso. So bitza emraso is a pasuk in Eicha, but the tzushtel is problematic. Pasuk says in Eicha, perek beis pasuk yitzayin, asa Hashem asher zamam, God did what he said he was going to do, bitza emraso asher tziva mimei kedem. He carried out his statement that he was already carrying around with him, that he commanded from Mimei Kedem. He acted out on something that he already said, Mimei Kedem. Zok Rashi Asher Tziva Mimei Kedem, Masha Kosuv Batoro V'yosafti Liyasra Eschem Sheva, etc. It's a reference to the Tochacha. So when it came time to the Churban Shteitin Pasuk, Osa Hashem Asher Zamam, Bitza emraso asher tziva mimei kedem. Zok de Ramah, umesiren haparoches milifnei ha'aron al shem bitza emraso. What does one have to do with the other? Bitza emra, God did what he said he was going to do, so therefore we should take away the paroches. So Rabbi Adler quoted from the Rav, and the Rav said the following. What was the function of the paroches? What is the function of a paroches? What was the function of the paroches in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash? So the Pasuk says in Parshas Truma, in the beginning of the Parshias that talk about the Klei HaMishkan, Vasisa paroches, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, you make a paroches, and this is what it should look like, and this is how it's made, and this is what you put on it. V'nasato es haparoches tachas hakrosim v'heveisa shama mibeis laparoches es aron ha'edus, and you bring the aron v'hivdilo haparoches lochem bein hakodesh bein kodesh hakodoshim. The paroches is meant, the function of the paroches, the role of the paroches from the Torah. Beferish, v'hivdila haparoches lochem bein hakodesh bein kodesh hakodesh. The paroches is a mechitza to separate the kodesh and the kodesh hakodesh, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the kodesh kodeshim, and we want to make a formal, public, overt, palpable, visible distinction between us and where we understand the Ribbono Shel Olam is. So the paroches is a visual demonstration of the separation of us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Ribbono Shel Olam is here. So we put a paroches to be mavdil v'hivdila paroches lochem ben hakodesh ben kodesh hakodesh. So in the Mikdash Ma'at, the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it were, is in the Aron, where the Sifrei Torah are. So the function of a paroches in a shul
is to be mavdil, again, the same concept between the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the rest of us. Zokta Rav on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av it's sakosa. On Tisha B'Av it's bita emroso asher tziva mimei kedem. On Tisha B'Av the Ribbono Shel Olam is not here. On Tisha B'Av it's ninalu sharei tefila. On Tisha B'Av the Ribbono Shel Olam removed himself. So what do I need a parochas for? What role does the parochas play? The parochas is superfluous. The parochas is unnecessary. Because, tragically, there is no Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam left. Ribbono Shel Olam ninalu sharei tefila. Ribbono Shel Olam bitza emroso. So the bitza emroso is the reason why we have to be mesir in the parochas. All of this to fit with this notion of sarkosa, that is repeatedly a fundamental concept that we think about today. At its core, this is what's called, in a term that has already worn thin from overuse, it's called hester panim. This is the notion of hester panim. Hester panim is a very complex idea, it's a very sad idea. If you look at the bottom of page 42, I xeroxed how the Rav used hester panim, a form of hester panim, in the context of the Shoah. You know from past years and from the book that I wrote of the teachings of the Rav on Tisha B'Av and an article that I published not too long ago on the theme of the relationship between Tisha B'Av and the Holocaust, that the Rav felt very strongly that there should be no separate commemoration day for the Shoah, and there should be no separate new kinos written for the Shoah. It's a very strong position. But everything belongs on Tisha B'Av. And so he would always tell us that when we would read all the kinos, we should have in mind what happened during the Shoah. And when we say Speyer, we should think Warsaw. And when we say Magenzo, we should think Berlin. And he would always tell us stories, a lot of stories, that I put together in the book that I published of the Rav on Tisha B'Av, a lot of stories. He would really try to make the very deep and strong connection between the Holocaust and Tisha B'Av. And so on the bottom of page 42, in Kol Do Dido Fake, when he's talking about the centrality of the State of Israel, and we'll come back to this at some point, he introduces it by a reference to the Shoah. 8 years ago, in the midst of a night of terror, 8 years ago is 1948, because he gave this talk in 1956, and the reference is to the year of the founding of Medinat Yisrael. 8 years ago, in the midst of a night of terror, filled with the horrors of Majdanek Treblinka and Buchenwald, in a night of gas chambers and crematoria, in a night of absolute divine self-concealment, hester panim muchlat. For my whole life, I thought that hester panim is bad enough, that hester panim means God turns his face away. So how can it get worse than that? Well, it can get worse than that. You can have hester panim muchlat, absolute, absolute hester panim. The Shoah for the Rav was hester panim muchlat, not just hester panim, but hester panim muchlat. In a night ruled by the Satan of doubt and apostasy, which sought to sweep the maiden from her house into the Christian church, on that very night the beloved appeared. Kael mistater b'shafer chevion, the State of Israel was born. So the notion of hester panim is a very important one and a very profound one, and is reflected here very early on in the very first kina that we recite. That's what sakosa. And it's not einmal sakosa, but it's tzveimol, twice. Sakosa mishkan and sakosa v'huv lugu gibo roy. The double sakosa, I believe, is mirroring the double sakosa in Sefer Eicha itself. And this is an ongoing leitmotif throughout the kinos today. Naflo deino betzul duchuya, eini chikso lachazon ben berechya, At pile gilgol chavuya, eni mola lesbi avanis nuchuya. Osam venicham vayikra la bechia venom, alele ani bochia. Alele ani bochia is a pasuk in Eicha, but the reference here is the subject of this sentence is the Rabbana Shalom, Osa. He, capital H, did v'nicham, and he, capital H, regretted it. Vayikra, and he, capital H, called. V'nam, and he, capital H, said. Alela ani bochia. That's exactly in keeping with the psichta that we just saw, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself cries. We take language that's used by the Navi in the context of himself. After all, the Yirmiyah is the mechaber of Eicha, alela ani bochia, and we apply it to the Rabbana Shalom. Al pnei fras nabtzu chasideha, palgei suv zachra ki aru yisodeha, pachad chechilo tochav sodeha, potzu chazire yara ye chasideha, potzu mazer volinideha persa tzion biodeha, al har tzion sodu shone midonoi, tzafu al roshi zedonoi, tzom subinov lamod zedonoi, So no tsarto lo rare midonoi, tsaak ami bime vendinoi, tsadik huadinoi. At the end, it's tzidok hadin. Ato kala michbadato me edier muni. Ke rafto bo elai vayachri muni. Koli lashmiya ba'arav higrimuni, karasi liyoshve givon. Kamheim zermuni, kumi avori basel herimuni, karasi lima ahavai, heimorimuni. Lomba ruach apenu lo tevach shomoru, ro iso ki chisanuro reinu chomoru, ro iso ki omol vachas bivuya chogomoru, rafto biad yecheskel in kom kamomoru, Raven achide migoyo moru, re adoino kitsar li meai chomar moru. Hashivenu sisi, shima lagoi tseyoni, shiftom ramos chatse railad kioni, sifse misho re dvir dama mulad bioni, shamata kizmoro safechin litatoni, shochvu venodu chotzots lavrioni, shamo kinen choni. Kitam chakto bechei soifanecho, Toshiv lohem gemul kaz chazos panecha, tirdof litzalmonio atzeral tzfunecha, titain lavav nos etzefininecha, tikro leshakram kos komos befinecha, tavo kol rosom lifonecha. Kisam chakto becheso fanecha. This is an image that's repeated in many different places, and in particular resonates deeply in Jewish mysticism, in Kabbalah. Ki sam chakta, because tam is inscribed, is scratched in, b'cheis hofanecho, in the celestial throne, and the kisei hakavod of the Ribbono shel Olam. Ki tam chakta, you inscribed tam, b'cheis hofanecho. So clearly tam, we know that Tam is a reference to Yaakov Avinu, that the name of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov is inscribed in the Kisei HaKavod. So the Rav said, why Yaakov? Why not Avraham? And why not Yitzchak? Eichad given feine Yidin. Why do you have to wait till the third generation? So one of the answers that he gave is that because Yaakov is another name for Yisrael. And so when it says Ki Tam Chakta, it's not just Tam in his role as one of the Avos, because after all, there were other Avos, there were previous Avos. But it's Yaakov in his role as Yisrael. And so in a sense, when it says Ki Tam Chakta B'Cheis Hofanecha, it means that the entire Jewish people is inscribed on the Kisei HaKavod. And this is very important for us because this is a time when we confront all the serious issues that we wonder and think about regarding the historical destiny of the Jewish people. And the questions that we have about why is it that things are so difficult for us. So the truth is that unlike other nations, we have had a particularly difficult time and continue to have a particularly difficult time. What other nation in the world today has another nation who's sworn explicitly to its destruction and makes no bones about it in the year 2011? And throughout our history, we've had a very hard time. So we have struggled with this question, and whenever we stop struggling for centuries, Christians remind us of this and use this and have used this, not so much today anymore. We don't really live in a conversation with Christianity today, and if it is, it's mostly less tension fraught than tension fraught. But for centuries, we lived in a tense conversation, ongoing conversation with Christians, and this was their argument. You can't be the chosen people anymore because look how God chooses you. It's known as the argument of historical empiricism, that history has empirically proven the truth of Christianity. And it is very hard. A week or two ago, I traveled through Portugal and Spain with a group of beloved friends. And a week ago Friday, we were in Lisbon, and we stood in the Rocio Square in Lisbon, where in 1506, 2,000 new Christians were slaughtered, massacred. They were Jews. They were forcibly converted in Portugal in 1497. This is after having escaped from Spain after the expulsion in 1492. Many of them came to Portugal. And first they were given safe haven, and then they were told that they could also leave. So they were all gathered together in the main square in Lisbon, and instead of allowing them to leave, King Manuel forcibly converted all of them. And in 1506, 2,000 new Christians were massacred. We went to Madrid, and we went to the Plaza Mayor in Madrid, beautiful place in Madrid, big, huge, open area. And we read from Auto de Fe eyewitnesses who describe what happened in 1546 in that very spot when Jews were burnt at the stake. And then we went to Toledo, and we went to the El Transito Synagogue in Toledo. Very sweet, beautiful, quaint little museum. Toledo had 13 shuls in the Middle Ages. There's not a single Jew lives in Toledo. And we walked across the street from the shul, and there's a cliff. And we read from Quinos in 1391, when there was a huge pogrom in Castile and Aragon, including Toledo, how they took the Jews and threw them over the cliff. And we saw the cliff. And we read the Quina that was composed, that it mentions how they threw Jews over the cliff. And then we went to Granada, and we went to the Hall of the Ambassadors in Granada, which is in the Alhambra, which is in a magnificent place. And in the Hall of the Ambassadors in Granada, that's where the Edict of Expulsion was signed on March 31st, 1492, with Ferdinand and Isabella. So Vuma Gitza Chadre, and you can go to the San Marco Square in Venice, and you can go to the Hotel de Ville in Paris. You know, the world looks at these places, and they're beautiful, and they're striking, and they're even romantic. And for us, it's one tragedy after another. And that's an issue that we grapple with. And the role of this kina here, in the middle of all the kinas, is to throw us a lifeline. Just like I mentioned to you earlier, that in the middle of learning the sugya and Hanizokin about the conversation between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Vespasian, Rabbi Yochanan Makkah says, I know you're a king because the Pasuk says, Valavanon ba'adir yipol, and the Mefarshim say that Chazal are throwing us a lifeline because of the next Pasuk. So right here, they're throwing us a lifeline. But even though it's hard, and even though it's difficult, and even though the Jewish historical experience has been so, horrible, we still have to believe that we have a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has not abandoned us, Chas V'Shalom. I think it's important to know a little bit about the Jewish historical experience. You know, we grow up and we go to business school and we go to law school and we go to medical school, and it's all great and it's wonderful. And it's important while we do that to study a little bit Jewish history, study a little bit, and get a sense of what we had to go through. And to understand, on the one hand, how hard it was, and on the other hand, maybe to understand the brachas that we have today. That to have a state of Israel today is beyond comprehension what kind of a bracha this is. It defies any imagination. Our ancestors could not conceptualize in their wildest imagination something called the state of Israel, the reality called the state of Israel. So we should understand what we had and we should appreciate what we have. And the koyach, the capacity to continue in spite of all of this tremendous challenge. And, don't sugarcoat it. It's a tremendous challenge. Is partially reflected in Kitam Chakta Becheso Fanecha. That after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has us right on the chair. Like we're not going anywhere. Right on the chair. It's a sign of eternity. It's a sign of connection. It's a sign of a relationship. And that's what we want to invoke. That's what we want to grasp for during this difficult, dark day. Tavo el tzor asher kilanu l'mevo chamas b'chema ni'alanu alachalach v'chavar higlanu zakenu v'achur b'sulach v'alanu ram abeit nam chachulanu z'chor adenu mehoyalanu. The next kina, Echa Atzta, 93 in Rosenfeld, 158 in the Art Scroll, is something that we never do. Is something that we are not allowed to do. We are enjoined from doing. And in a sense, it's counter-human. It's heroic. What we're supposed to do, and when Yehuda the Rav developed this at great, great length, is Tzidduk HaDin. Kishem Chayav Adam Levarech Al Hara, Kishem Shemavarech Al HaTova. Just a whole list of examples of we have to accept. And it's heroic to accept, because it's hard to accept sometimes terrible tragedies. And we're not so distant from terrible tragedies, even last couple of weeks. Horrific tragedies. Jews killing other Jews. Jews killing other Jews. So Jews killing, a Jew killed a little boy, and a Jew killed a great rabbi. It's crazy. So it's not like it's, ancient history. Jews killed other Jews. Now, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So the family is supposed to say, Atzur Tamim Polo, Kichol Derochav Mishpat, Kelamuna Veinovel, Tzadik Vyosharu. Chayav Adam Levarech Al Arok, Hashem Shem Levarech Al Atova, you have to say Baruch Dayan Emes. I don't know how families do this. I don't know how families do this. Tisha B'Av is a day that we're allowed to challenge. There's one day that we're allowed to challenge. Echa Atzta is a challenge. It's like a matir. The Rav used the terminology of a matir. There's a matir. Because Yirmiyo challenged and said Echa, so we have a right to challenge. It's a matir. So we're challenging. We're doing something that we're not allowed otherwise to do. Take a look on page 43. This comes from this morning's Haftorah. So as I'm sure many of you know, Yeshiva University sponsored the publication last year under the editorship of Rabbi Daniel Feldman and Stu Halpern of a collection of essays on different parshios in the Torah. So after that, the next project is they're doing a collection of essays on the Haftorahs. So I was invited to participate, and I told them I'd like to do the Haftorah of Tisha B'Av. And as I was putting together my essay, I took a look at the Haftorah commentary of Professor Michael Fishbane, who teaches at the University of Chicago, who published a whole collection of all the Haftorahs under the imprimatur of the Jewish Publication Society, JPS. JPS is a five-volume translation, Chumash by Chumash, and then they have Professor Fishbane put together a Haftorah. And I was looking what he had to say on the Haftorah on Tisha B'Av. So he drew my attention to a radak that I never saw before. So if you look on page 43, I xerox the following. Pasuk says, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yutes. Yirmiyahu was speaking. We just leaned it earlier. Mavli gisi ale yogon olai libi davoi. Pasuk Yutes, Hine kol shavas bas ami me'eretz marchakim. Behold, the voice of the sound of the cry of the daughter of my people are from a distant land, me'eretz marchakim. Hashem ein b'tzion, im malko ein bo. Is Hashem not in Zion? Is its king not within it? Zok Rashi, Hine kol shavas basami. Ani shomea. It's a couple of lines, 10 lines up maybe from the bottom, the right, top right corner. Ani shomea. Shesofan litzok be'eretz merchakim. I hear that at some point, they're going to shout out to Hashem from distant lands, to which they are now being exiled. V'lama kolzos, why did they have to wait until then? Why did they have to shout out to Hashem in Eretz Merchakim? Halo Hashem b'tzion, after all Hashem is in Tzion. V'im yoshuvu elav yimotze lohem. Why do they have to wait till they get to Eretz Merchakim to cry out? Hine kol shavas ami be'eretz merchakim, why? Hashem ein b'tzion, im malka ein bo, why aren't you crying out in Yerushalayim? Why didn't you cry out then? God is there too. So it's a kitrug for B'nai Yisrael. Look at the Radak. Actually, look at Mitzudas David. Essentially, he says the same thing. The Mitzudas David in the bottom left. In the first of the narrow lines. V'cha'ilu ani shomea kol tzak hasbasamim eretz merchakim asher hochu sham bagolus bavel. V'halo b'yodom hoya letaken hadavar. Ki ha'im ein Hashem b'tzio, v'lama ein ken lo yispalu lo elav levata lagzera. Why don't they daven for him? Why don't they pray? He's here. Why do you have to wait till you're over there?
Zok the Radak. Hine kol shavas basami me'eretz marchakim. Four lines from the bottom. Tzoakim mipachad ha'oyev haba me'eretz merchakim va'omrim. Hashem ein b'tzion im malko ein ba. Im kein ech yavo oleinu hokel Hashem shchinas b'tzion u'melech yesh b'tzion. Ve'ech yishlot ba ha'oyev.
After all, God, you're here.
Hine kol shavas basami me'eretz merchakim, the voice, the cry of the daughter of my people are heard from foreign lands saying the following. Hashem ein b'tzion? Im malko ein bo? How'd we get here? Why did you allow us to get here? You're not in Tzion? Why didn't you protect us? Why didn't you protect us? Hal Hashem ein b'tzion u'malko ein bo? Eich yavo aleinu hokel Hashem shchinoso b'tzion u'melech yesh b'tzion. Ve'ech yishlot bo ha'oyev. How could it happen? According to the Radak, it's a challenge. It's not a kitrug, the way Rashi is explaining it, but it's a challenge. And it's this challenge that we express in this kina.
How could you have hastened your anger? La'abed biyada domim emunecha, to destroy your faithful ones by the Edomim. V'lo zocharta bris bein abisorim asher beirarta livuchunecha v'chein bitinu zochor adrinoi mehoyolanu.
How could you do this? Eicha v'lo zocharta. How could you do X and you didn't remember? Well, how could that be? How could that be? How could you have done this? This is not tzidduk hadin. This is not, you know, I get it. I'm a cobbled gzeira. Atzur tamim polo, baruch dayan emes. This isn't that. This is not this. This is, oh my God, how could you do this? Raw, direct, unadulterated. Eicha atzta ba'apcha. V'lo zocharta. You have a short memory? What happened to your memory? V'lo zocharta. You remember there was a bris bein absarim. That was a big deal, the bris bein absarim. The bris bein absarim, it meant something. It established a relationship. So how could you do this? How could you do this? Eicha ga'arta b'ga'aroscha. Laglos biyad geyim geulecha, v'lo zocharta deligus di lugderach asher dibarto lidugolecha, v'chein dibarnu zochora adrinoi mehoyolanu. Each one of the v'lo zocharta is an expression of a closeness, of a connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself showed to the Jewish people. So what happened? What happened? Echa hagtor begyon choladov biyad holulim amonecha v'lo zocharto vituk viud veses asher viyadato levudecho uvechein v'kononu zechor adernoi meho yolonu. Echa zonachto bizamcho lizalzel biyad zorim zivulecha. V'lo zocharto chitun chukei chorei v'asher chokakto lacham ulecho v'chein chivinu zechor adonoi meho yolonu. Echo torachto b'torchacho zvulecho. Beis zvul is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. So how could you have allowed in your anger that the Zorim should be mezalzel in zvulecho, and you forgot all about Maimed Har Sinai? You forgot Maimed Har Sinai, and Maimed Har Sinai is not just chukei chorev, but it's chitun chukei chorev. It's like a chasana. It's not just this juridical, legal relationship that we have. You gave us the Torah. We got married there. We got married. There was a chuppah. There was a Maisa Kedushin. The Torah, the Anan, the Har Sinai.
This is a relationship. This is a connection. It's not just chuke chorev. That alone is extraordinary. But it bespeaks personal. Chiton chuke chorev. How could you forget that? How could you forget that?
So one year the Rav made this just striking connection that just was so awesome to me. It was just Leo de'echa. What's Leo de'echa? The reference here is, all of these, you notice, are reference to Klal Yisrael. Le'vechunecha, le'degolecha, le'veudecha, le'chamulecha, Leo de'echa, le'lekuchecha, le'nisuecha, le'avadecha. This is all description of Klal Yisrael. What's the description, Leo de'echa, to those who know you? Asher yichadeta, you forgot the connection that you had with those who know you. Klal Yisrael are called knowers of God. So first of all, the lashon of yodim from Chumash is in a very intimate sense. Pasuk says vayeda kayin es ishto. There's again, it's not just this technical connection, but there's this deep personal relationship. But the Rav quoted a Rambam. I Xeroxed for you at the top of page 44. It was like he pulled a Rambam like right out of his head, and it's not like a bavusta Rambam. It's not like a Rambam you'd normally think. But it was there were moments of just sheer awe, like jaw dropping awe. To listen to him. So here's a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, I Xeroxed the middle of Halacha Gimel. So the Halacha Gimel begins with Avraham's journey to recognizing the existence of God, the unity of God, the greatness of God, the foolishness of idolatry. So the Rambam says that when he grew up, he started to think and he started to realize that there must be some force that's manhig the world, and must be that his parents are making a mistake in being idol worshippers. And when he was 40 years old, Ben Arboim Shona Hikar Avram Esboro. Machlekes Rambam Ravid. The Ravid says that he was Yesh HaGod, that he was 3 years old. So he breaks the idols and he starts to preach that there is only one God in the world and only to him is it worthy to worship. And you should get rid of all of your idols. The king wanted to kill him. There was a miracle and he was free. The Hizchil Lamo, top of page 44. V'hitzchil lamod v'likros b'kol gadol l'chol ha'am u'lehodiyam she'yesh elokai echad l'chol ha'olam v'lo ra'oi lavo. V'hoyam ahalech v'korei u'mekabe tza'am me'ir li'ir mi'mamlocha l'mamlocha ad she'higia l'eretz kenan v'hu korei she'nemar v'yikro sham b'shem Hashem ke'el olam. V'kivin sh'o yo'am iskabtzim lo v'sholon lo al dvarav. So they would gather around and they would start to ask him questions. You notice the pedagogic methodology here. It's not first. It's after the miskaptzen lo, not just miskaptzen lo, but vishoalan lo al dvarav, then in response. Because he would know now where they're holding by the level of their question. He'd know where they are, and then he would respond accordingly. Ad sheyachziru l'derech ha'emes. Now comes what I think is one of the most astounding statements in the Rambam. Acheneskaptzu elav halafim u'revavos v'heim anshei beis Avraham. So did you ever wonder how many there were?
So how many pasuk says in Lech Lecha that Avram Vayelech Avram? What's the pasuk? The Sarai, the Lot. What's the pasuk? But the beginning of the pasuk Vayelech. The Esanefesh. What? That part I know, but the first part. Before that, how does the pasuk begin? Lech Lecha Avram Vayelech Shereyaka Vayelech Avram. Vayikach Avram es Sarai Ishto, ves Lot ben Achiv, ves Kol Rechusha Masher Rachoshu, ves Hanefesh Asher Rasu Becharon, veyetzu Lelechis Artzakanan, veyavo Artzakanan. So how many people is that? Ves Hanefesh Asher Asu Becharon. So Rashi says, Avram Megayer es famous Rashi, he did Kiruv with them, with the men, and she did Kiruv with the women. Beautiful, beautiful. How many? So how many were there? So when Avram, Vayikach Avram, es Sarai Ishto, es Lopin Achiv, es Rechusham, es Hanefesh, they hit the road, and he turns around. How many people does he see behind him? Well, we know a couple. We know he's got Sarai and he's got Lot. He's got a couple of Nefesh, Asherasu Bacharan, and they're on the way. So was it 9 people? Was it 30 people? How many people? Do you ever wonder how many people? So the Rambam tells us how many people? Acheniskaptsue, love. Alafim uravavos. We're talking a huge number of people. Alafim are thousands, and ravavos are tens of thousands of people. So when he turned around, he couldn't see the end of the line. It just went, and you know what it means? Not rivava, which alone is significant, rivavos, plural. Belashon Rabin, tens of thousands of people. Vehem anshei beis Avram, and they hit the road, all of them. He had a tremendous impact. When he was walking in the Mahalech Vekorei Umekabe Ta'a Meir Le'ir Mi Mamlocha Le Mamlocha, he's got a whole entourage. Question. What happened to them? What happened to them? Alofim Uravavos, a lot of people. Where in the Torah, after Esanefesh Asherosu Bukharan, does the Torah talk about the tens of thousands of people living at that time who were Anshei Beis Avram? Where does the Torah talk about them? What happened to them? In fact, when the Torah does describe to Avraham what his legacy will be, the Torah tells Avraham, Ki bi Yitzchak yikari lechazara. Ki bi Yitzchak yikari lechazara. So I have to tell you that I think about this all the time. And whenever I have a chance to share this thought, I share this thought because there's something very profound. Because Avram was a great man, and we call him Av Hamon Goyim, and because he was able to have an influence on Alofim Uravavos, but at the end of the day, it's his child that is his greatest legacy. And sometimes there are people, and I say this particularly to my beloved colleagues who are rabbis, who spend a lot of time being Mahalech Vekorei Umekabe Ta'am, and they take their children for granted. You know what? It's going to work out. I have a wonderful wife. Unbelievable. She's going to raise the kids. I am saving the Jewish people. I am saving the Jewish people. I have to run to Mincha, I have to run to Meir, I have a meeting, I have a crisis, I have a counseling, I have a shiur. And it's going to be okay. And sometimes it is okay, and sometimes it's not okay. And it's not only a din in rabbis, it's a din in communal leaders. You know, we have here in this room and listening, Voyle Yidin, our Jewish people couldn't function without them, who devote so much to the Jewish people. And I wonder how much time they devote to their children. And I think what this Rambam highlights is that al mishkavcha balelos, at the end of the day, that when we're going to be where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, when his Talmidim came to surround him, at the end of the day, our greatest contribution, if we are zocheh to have them, is our own children. And I invite you to think about this. We have a tendency to slaughter our children on the altar of the Jewish people, and we're making a horrible mistake. Our children didn't ask to be brought into this world. We brought them into this world. We have a chrayus. Our child has no other father. Our child has no other mother. And there's no excuse. There is zero excuse. I'm talking about the sitter play. I'm talking about the softball game. I'm talking about ice cream. That's what I'm talking about. And don't tell me that there's something more important than the sitter play or the softball game or the ice cream. Because at the end of the day, ki bi yitzchak yikarei l'chazara. It's a very powerful Rambam. Alofim u'revavos. And I'm haunted. I'm haunted by the fact that they disappeared. There is no reference to them. Ki hu zeh. In the Chumash. So maybe they didn't disappear. Maybe they're still around. But that's not what carries Avram to Nitzchias. What carries Avram to Nitzchias is Avram's family. Continue the Rambam. It's like really important. There's nothing I could say today that's more important than what I just said. Veshosal Belibam Ha'ikar HaGadol Hazeh, continues the Rambam. Veshosal Belibam Ha'ikar HaGadol Hazeh, V'chiber Bosfarim, V'hodiyo LeYitzchak Beno. I'm a retchim from Yitzchak. What does he do? He writes, he lets Yitzchak know, he teaches the next generation. V'yoshav Yitzchak Melamed U'machzir, V'yitzchak Hodiyo LeYaakov. Umino lalame, v'yashav melamed u'machzer kol anil v'melov. So from Avram it goes to Yitzchak, from Yitzchak it goes to Yaakov. V'yaakov avinu lamad banav kulam. And he taught all of his children. And there's an extra shout out here to Levi. The Rambam has an extra emphasis on Levi. V'hoya adavar holech u'mizgaber b'bnei Yaakov u'benil v'maleim. Now comes the line that brought me to this Rambam. Benase ba'olam uma shehi yoda'as es Hashem. Zakhtar Rav, this Rambam is this Kina. I fell off my chair. When the Kina says, V'lo zacharta yikar yedidus yosher asher yechadato li yode'echa, that the Baal HaKina refers to Bnei Yisrael, to the Jewish people, as Yodei Hashem. So a light bulb went off in his head and he went straight to this Rambam because that's what the Rambam does. When the Rambam wants to describe for the very first time, what did Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov create? What did they do? Answer, they created Uma Shehi Yoda'as Es Hashem. If I were to ask you to formulate, so what is the role of the Jewish people? It's a strange question. It's an important question. It's a huge question. What is the role? Give it to me and crunch it down. The answer is to know God. That's our job. That's it. Uma shehi yodas, not imash, that uma that fears God. It's not uma that loves God. It's not uma that studies God's Torah. It's all of that. Nichlal yodas es Hashem. That's this kina. To understand the power of that association. It's amazing. Uvechein yelolnu, zuchar adunoy meho yelolnu, Echa kivanto bechascho, lechalos biyad koshlim karmecho, velo zocharto lo yiznach liolam asher limadato lilukuchecho, vechein lohognu zuchor adunoy mehoyolonu. Echa milalto vimosecho, limchos biyad monim inasecho, velo zocharto Nesias notzas nesher, asher nososo linesuecha, you forgot. Vaeso eschem al kanfei nesharim, uvecheno hinu zuchoradunoi mehoyolonu, echo sachto besarcho. Lisagir, biatseyafim sahadecho. Velo zocharto zadiadoyim, asher itarto lavadecho, vecheno ninu, zuchoradunoi mehoyolonu. Echa patzta befachdecha, lefager biyad paritzim pilo echa, velo zocharto tzalas tzvi tzedek asher tzofanto litzvecha, vechein tzohaknu zuchor adunoy mehoyolonu. Echa karosa bikriyoscha, laknos biyad kamim kiruecha, velo zocharto regesh riachev ribosayim asher ratziso lireyecha, uvechein rogananu zuchor adunoy mehoyolonu. Echa shoafta bishoafach, לשלוס ביד שוללים שלימך, ולא זוכרת תוקף טלטלי סוער אשר תיקנת לסמימך, ובכן תואננו זוכר אדוני מהויו לנו. תואננו לשפוך כמויים, על מה ביום זה נשבינו פעמויים. זוכרי בזעוסי יושבס בשלווה בירושלים, רגנתי ויאתו עדה עד חוג שמויים. Nishbinu Pamayim is a reference to the fact that both Batei Mikdash, Alma B'yom Zeh Nishbinu Pa'amayim, both Batei Mikdash were destroyed. The next Kino Adad Chuk Shamayim, the Rav would always point out, speaks to the cosmic nature of the catastrophe. That what is the source of comfort for us is not that we were displaced, but I mentioned earlier that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, is displaced. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed himself from the Makom HaMikdash. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a mechitza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sakosa. But also that the cosmos, the whole all of creation, is also affected adversely by the Churban, the constellations. Last night there was a kina that we said, that we listed all 12 constellations, that somehow in the Olam Yisrael Yonim, in the heavens, there is an upset, there's a moving around, there's a lack of security, of comfort. Adad Chug Shamayim, all the way up to the heavens. Aleiti Shamayim, all the way in the heavens. Adad Chug Shamayim, Aleiti Shamayim. Oor Yom Acharivi Pa'amoyim, Esonein, Mitein Roshi Moyim, Avchin Bevchi Alel Midbor. Evchano leil mi leil o midbar mi midbar avake iti oles midbar eshag mi itnei niva midbar egodav eno shel kenokev zayis agar iti kol b'nei voyis egrom sheyomar ba'al abayis eroshe mi itnei ni shamir vashoyis adve becholev leham tsehu Eda milin bam liam tsehu, edag roev lo emtsoehu, akonein miodati vemtsoehu. I want to read to you from what the Rav said. He became very emotional in reflecting on Edve b'chol lev lam tsehu.
I've tried so hard. I'm plotting to find you. I've tried so hard to find you that I've gotten sick. I have a pain in my heart. Adab Midlin, if I only knew the right words, if I only had the right words, I would use them in order to get you to respond to me. So I want to read to you word for word from what the Rav said. So a lot of this went into the book that I published a number of years ago, "The Lord is Righteous in All His Ways," but a lot of it didn't. And what did was edited to read, so you don't have the fullness of the language and the cadence of the Rav. So I want to read it to you. Want to bring the Rav's voice in. With all my desire, with my whole desire, with my full heart, I will try to find him. I will make every effort to find him. I will strain my heart to find him. I am trying so hard that I simply develop a pain in my heart. I search for him. I want to see him. I want to be near him. I want to come as close as possible to him. Life is empty, dreary, and bleak without him. We recite a similar phrase every time we recite the Slichas on a Tainus, during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, on Yom Kippur, before Shema Kolenu. Himatze lanu bivakoshosenu, kamo shekosuv, uvikashta mishames Hashem Elokecho matzosa. You know the rest of the Pasuk, Yisidrushenu, v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshach. This contains the basic elements of Slicha Nechila. It does not simply mean, grant us our request. What do you want? What are you searching for? What are you asking for? Not for wealth and not for opulence, but to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be close and as near to you as possible. Every person wants to feel the touch of the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his shoulder or on his head, to feel his breath upon our forehead. Himatze lanu. Let yourself be found. Bivakoshosenu. Not bakosha in the sense of request, but bakosha in the sense of searching for you. Vayevukash hadavar vayimatze. Himatze lanu is our ceaseless search for thee. Let yourself be found. Whenever there is a serious search for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets himself be found. We pray that it should be easy for us to find the Ribbono Shel Olam, very easy. The simple translation of these words is, make yourself available. Make your presence known when we are searching for thee. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, V'ra'isa es achorai, ufanai lo yero'u. The Chasam Sofer explains that many times something happens, an event takes place, and we do not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, we ask all kinds of questions. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Why was it necessary? Why do we have to suffer such a long time and have so many unpleasant experiences? Could we not have achieved our desire without having been exposed to torture and to pain? At the time, we do not understand. Only later, in retrospect, do we realize. This has happened to me as well. This did not make it into the book. This has happened to me as well. Many times I have had big questions in my mind. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this or that? What is the reason? And only 20 years later I realize, says the Chasam Sofer. V'haya ba'avar kvodi v'samticha b'nikras hatzur. Many times man is in the rock and does not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shut out from the rock by the inflexible laws of nature. We do not see him, we do not know where he is.
Later on, only later on, weeks or years later, V'ra'isa es achorai, but upanai, when the event takes place, lo yero. Many times he will not recognize me, identify me, or feel or experience my presence. This is what we ask for in Slichas. Himatze lanu bivakashosenu. Whenever we search for thee, and we search for thee so frequently, make your presence known immediately. Why do you let us wait? I will anyway recognize your presence in 20 years from now. And secondly, I have no patience. I would like to see you immediately. And you promised that Batzar Lecho, at the end of the Golas, a Jew will be able to begin to search, and as soon as he does so, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will come and meet him. You will not let him wait anymore. Himatze lanu bivakashosenu. Immediately, right now. Right away, without delay and without postponement. One word is missing here. It is as if it said, miyad. Edve b'chol lev lehamtzehu. I'm plotting to see him. And that's the core wish that we should be able to have a relationship. And that there should not be Hester Panim, and there should not be Hester Panim Mochlad, and it should not be Sakosa, and we should need a Paroches. Because I really want to see and I want to connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom. The notion of rock with Samticha Benikra Satsur is relevant to us in a different way. It's also it's fundamental yesod in Avodas Hashem, in our relationship to God, which we work on today. It's a big part of what today is. That in spite of all of the complexities and the challenges and the difficulties, we are we're of the Hashem, and we hope that Hashem once in a while looks down from the Kisei and sees Klal Yisrael hanging on, inscribed into the Kisei HaKavod. Pasuk says, at the end of page 44, when it came to Maimon Har Sinai, Vayisyatzvu betachtes ha'hor. Vayisyatzvu betachtes ha'hor. Zokt Rashi, bottom left, page 44, Lefi pshuto beragle ha'hor. Lefi pshuto beragle ha'hor. It means at the foot of the mountain. Tachtes ha'hor means Biraglehar. So the mountain is over here, and the Jews are at the foot of the mountain, surrounding the mountain. Umidrasho, however, the Medrash says, Shenitla Shahar Mimkomo, Venechba Aleim Kigigis. That Tachtis doesn't mean Ragle, but Tachtis means, what does Tachtis mean? It means Tachas Mamish. They were Mamish under the mountain was held over them. So Rashi quotes Midrasho, and it is Midrasho, but it's also Gemara and Shabbos. On page 45, the Gemara and Shabbos tells us one of the most famous Gemaras in Shabbos. Pechesamet Aleph, Yisyatzu betachtes ha'or, Merv Abdimi, Barchama, Barchasa, Malam Shekof HaKadosh Baruch Aleim Esar Kegigis, Varmar Aleim Atem Mekabla Matar Mutav, Vim Lav Sham Teik Vurascha. Merabacha bar Yaakov mikan mador rabelo raiso. Amarava afil pikein hoder kiblu bimeach hashveirosh dechsev kimu vekiblu ayehudim kimu masha kiblu kvar. So what interests me now is the image of under the mountain. It's a very harsh image. It's a very forbidding image. It's a very hard image for contemporary Jews to resonate with. And it's an image that I struggled with for a very long time. It comes the Yom Tov of Shavuos, so I'm reenacting Matan Torah. So I want to be happy. And Hashem gave me a gift. The Torah is a wonderful thing. So all I can think about is that if I don't say yes, I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried alive. It's like not a Yom Tov Dikah feeling. It's like, no, you know, I am now reenacting my connection to you, God, because if I wouldn't do it, you would bury me. As I state. And it bespeaks a level of submission that is profound. And, you know, like it's a free country. You know, we're living in a free country. So even, you know, within our community, the ethos of contemporary American democracy is not alien to us. So it's hard to really be mekabel this vision. And it's a very profound vision, because at the end of the day, you know, that's it. We are Avdei Hashem. What does it mean to be an Eved? To be an Eved is you're under the mountain. You got to do whatever God says. You got to do whatever the master says. Not up to you. You don't call the shots. But then, a number of years ago, I came across an article by Professor Jerry Blitzstein. Professor Blitzstein, he's probably by now emeritus at Ben-Gurion University in Be'er Sheva, wrote a wonderful article on this whole parsha of Vayisiatzu B'tachti Sahor. And in the article, he drew my attention to a Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. The Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael, which is at the bottom of the page, on the same pasuk, Vayisiatzu B'tachti Sahor, Melamed Shenitla Shahar Mimekomo V'korvu V'amdu Tachtov. It's the same image. The Jews are under the mountain. The mountain was uprooted, and the Jews are under the mountain. Vayisiatzu B'tachti Sahor, they're under the mountain. However, Aleihem Mefurash B'Kabbalo, the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael Tzustels, Yonasi B'Chag V'Hasel. I Xerox right before, this is from the second parak in Shir HaShirim. I'm sorry, I forgot to note that. Yonasi B'Chag V'Hasel, my dove is in the cleft of the rock. Yonasi b'chag ve'asela b'seser ha-madrega ha-re'ini es mar'ayich ha-shmini es kolech ki kolech orev u'marech nova. Why is the Yona in the chag ve'asela? The Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael Tzustels, the Yisiatzu b'tachtes are under the mountain to Yonasi b'chag ve'asela. Why is Yonasi b'chag ve'asela? Why does the dove seek the cleft of the rock? The reason why Yonasi is b'chag ve'asela is because the dove, the Yona, is seeking protection. Because it's hot outside. And the Yona wants shade. So the Yona goes into the cleft of the rock. What's a chag ve'asela? So it's the cleft. What's a cleft? Inside there's a protruding rock out and over it, and then there's a little indentation, and then there's a little protruding rock. Adadua, that's where the Yona finds protection, because the overhang protects him from the sun. Or it's pouring outside. The owner doesn't want to get wet, so the owner seeks protection. So the Jews are under the mountain. Why are the Jews under the mountain? Because it's hot out there. I actually once Googled National Geographic to find out how hot it is in the Sinai Desert in June. Today, it's an amazing world. You can find out anything. So, Bamir Gelichten Cup, I want to know how hot it is on Shavuos in the Sinai Desert. So, I went to this Google, and I went to Yenim Google, and the Gevar, and I ended up in National Geographic. And it turns out, it's 125 degrees in the shade that doesn't exist. So, I'm starting to think, Bnei Yisrael, they're in the Sinai Desert, surrounding the mountain. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kindalach, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They're only thinking one thing. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. I mean, I love you, God. I am dripping. I am sweating. I am dying. I have nowhere to go. Sunstroke. I can't concentrate. I can't concentrate. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Picks up the mountain. Puts him over the mountain. Hado dechsev yonasi bechag ve'asela. Shade. Now we can have a conversation. What were you saying? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick up the mountain? Not the image of the Bavli, this forbidding, hard, ultimatum image. Im atem mekablim es haTorah mutar v'im lav, shem te'kvur aschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over them because it's a ma'aseh chesed. Because he saw that they were uncomfortable. And at the end of the day, Torah protects. At the end of the day, Torah is a ma'aseh chesed. And the rock, which is the rock that the Chassam Sofer invoked, which is the Chassam Sofer that the Rav invoked in crying for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the same rock that I want to tushtel, that bespeaks the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an image like a dove who seeks the cleft of the rock to give us a Torah that protects us. Not only as a physical Ma'aseh Chesed, but as a eternal Ma'aseh Chesed. And I think at the end of the day, both are true. Both images are true, because on the one hand, the Torah is a Ma'aseh Chesed. And on the other hand, I would say to contemporary American or Western Jews, we have to submit. You know what? The Gemara is right. We have to submit because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the authority and we're not the authority. And as countercultural as it is, and it is, that's our avoda. One last thought on this Gemara I heard from my father, Zol Gesundzein, many, many years ago. I've been actually selling this Dvar Torah, this Per Shavuos, maybe a bunch of places. There's one word that's odd in this exchange between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually this, not exchange, this statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael. Amir v'abdimi barchama barchasam alam eich ha'kof HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'lehem esarki gigiz v'omar lohem. So God does something and God says something. God does something, he picks up the mountain, God says something. Im atem mekablim es haTorah mutar v'im lav, what should it have said? Po te'kvur aschem. So my father told me something, and I want to say it over in his name, deeply profound. He said, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Bnei Yisrael is, if you accept the Torah, that would be wonderful. It's going to be great. Mutav. Lo'ad u'lenetzach netzachim. But if you don't accept the Torah, v'im lav, you'll muddle along for a while. You'll continue to exist. You'll live another 50 years, 100 years, 150 years. But shum, down the road in history, at some point you're going to disappear. After all, there were other nations who were living in the world when Bnei Israel were given the Torah. We have the Chiti and the Chivi and the Yavusi and the Girgashi and the Amori and the Prizi. So what happened to them? What happened to them? The Rambam actually says in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Melachim, that's a mitzvah la'abe tshiva amamin, zok the Rambam at the end of the halacha, ukvar avad zichram. We don't have to worry about it because they are disappeared. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you accept the Torah, it's going to be great. If you don't accept the Torah, you'll be okay for a while, but shum tehekvu raschem. Down the road, you're going to be lost. So the Torah is what keeps us able to maintain 2,000 years later, after a churban, to maintain a connection. So it's Chatzos now, so after Chatzos now, so feel free to comport yourselves accordingly. Back to the Kina. Ed vebachalev liam tseyu. Eda milin bam liam tseyu. Edag roevelo em tseyu. Akonein miitain yodati viem tseyu. Eofcha ves hapcha keofan bimiloi. Egeponim bifonim lisano samoloi. Ohahu cheres visar milagia lemuloi, etzrach mi ten efo, viikos vun miloi, orach mishpite gon veeli, udia bivitsi umali, umloluma zolos bekori me ili, ofunim ten shomeali. Ozdo kuhufroho avio no eskaroki o yisi mechutono azil plogim kabarecho ho eliono egor mi ten li ever kayono. Och nivsho mikiryas ozeltzor, ochubali mayim biaflatzor. Ochaz komos liktzor vole los livtzor, osicho mi ovile ni irmotzor. Eta ohole apadni bitzalmoves. Otuso ve'eshkono ad chatzar moves, etofel es hamechakim lamoves, en hemi gever yechye velo yire moves. Eyolusi le'ezrosi tarti lachazos, ayomusi b'chol shono omeres yashono azos, ayadala kol ki muda azos, im mi lo yeda ki yada doino yosis azos. So till now, we don't understand. Until now, we're perplexed. Until now, we're grappling. Until now, we're groping. Until now, we're praying. And now, we bow our heads. And now, we submit. And now, we're very humble. And now, we say we don't understand. Ekof lechorosh Adonoi cheli, echra lechaberech lechatel machli, ach tircha bishir mishirei mecholi, achavei mi tencha keochli. Al tishkach tzakas Ariel, elov leegor Yehuda v'Yisrael, alfei shinun asher mosar el emor mi tein mitzion Yeshuos Yisrael. Yisrael meis bidrachai lo holochu, Azavuni va'azavtim ufanai mehem nefachu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now explaining why this happened. Because we did not follow his ways. Because we left him, so he left us. Roganti ve'elalti ume'ai v'libi nishbochu. Echo tifarti me'rasho sa'ishlichu. Just want to go back to something I said earlier. I feel like I misspoke a little bit in my formulation of what Bnei Yisrael were feeling at Har Sinai. So I didn't mean to give the impression that they did not fully appreciate the opportunity that they had. I just wanted to paint in graphic terms the physical feelings that they must have been having. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded by lifting up the mount. Eicho Yoshva Chavatzela Sashar. Page 99. And page, what page is it? 174. So I want to point out something to build on something that I pointed out in the past. The Rav said, he pointed to the fact that this kina is a kina specifically for Kohanim. A whole kina devoted just for Kohanim. And there were, as we know, ayaros shel Kohanim. There were cities where there were only Kohanim. And it actually comes up in halacha about what do you do for aliyas? What do you do for aliyas? Normally we have Kayan Levi Yisrael. What do you do in an ir shekula Kohanim? Somebody told me recently that Djerba is a little island in Tunisia, that Djerba was maybe an ir shel Djerba. So not only in Eretz Yisrael. Here we have the list of 24 Kayan cities in Eretz Yisrael. Some of them are familiar to us. One of them is Beis Lechem. One of them is Yudpat. Yudpat is a city that's deeply identified with Josephus. One of them is Nazareth, Nitzras. So the question is, why do we have a separate special kina just for Kayanim? So the Rav pointed out that they deserve special commendation because they were the ones who really physically defended the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rav would point out and say that when was Hufka Ha'ir? When was Hufka Ha'ir? The city, the walls of Jerusalem were breached on to Mishnah and Tainis on Shavuos B'Tammuz. The walls were breached on Shavuos B'Tammuz. The Beis HaMikdash was burnt on Tisha B'Av. How long is it between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av? So we know the 3 weeks. 3 weeks. So the Rav says, how long does it take to walk from the wall to the Har HaBayis? And we're not talking about today's walls. Today's walls are later walls. We're talking about earlier walls. So there is a place in the Ir Atika. If you make a right and a left and you go around a bend and you see a pillar and you make another right and a left, you come to a place where there's the old wall. So it's probably halfway between the Heintige wall and the wall and the Kotel. So I would say it probably takes 4.5 minutes to walk from that wall to the Kotel. And Baruch Hashem, we had the schus. We know exactly what this means. We've walked that walk. It's also something we don't appreciate, how for so many years Jews couldn't walk that walk. And I remember speaking to Yakirei Yerushalayim, who used to tell me that until 67 and even after 48, they'd go to find a place somewhere and crawl up on a building and look over and try to see. So we didn't have access. And now we have access. So it takes 4.5 minutes. So what takes us 4.5 minutes took the Romans 3 weeks. Why? Because the Kohanim were fighting tooth and nail to defend the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, they get a special privilege. They get a special mention. And I never thought about it that way until the Rav drew that image for us. And it's very powerful. You can only imagine the kind of fighting that was going on. Outnumbered, outfoxed, outpowered. The Kohanim are hanging on by their fingernails, fighting for dear life for 3 weeks, staving off a massive Roman army. And then I realized that it's even potentially more significant than that. If you look at page 46, I Xerox the Gemara in Tainus. Morin Tainis tries to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on Shavuos B'Tammuz Hufka Ha'ir. Frekti Gemara, it's towards the bottom of Chav Ches Amid Beis, the first entry on 46. Vekdigmar hufgir b'yudzayin hava? V'oksiv b'chodesh ha-revi b'tisho l'chodesh v'yechazak ha-rov bo'ir. Uchsiv basrei v'atiboka ha-ir. What are you telling me, that the city was breached on the 17th? That's one of the five things that happened on Shavuos Batam is the Zuf Goyer. It's a Beferish Pasuk. Pasuk says, B'chodesh Arvi, which is the month of Tammuz, it was on the 9th of the month when the famine intensified and when the city walls were breached. So how could it be on the 17th? Amar Rav Elokashi kam b'rishona kam b'shnia. That you're right, that the Pasuk is talking about Churban Bayis Rishon. In the weeks leading up to Churban Bayis Rishon, the city was breached on the 9th of Tammuz. And Bayis Sheni, it's on the 17th of Tammuz. Desanya, Barishon, Hufkoir, Betisha, Betammuz, Bishniya, Beshev, Asaba. Yerushalmi, in Tainus, page 47, Yerushalmi asks the same kasha of the Bavli. The Hufka o Ha'ir. Ksiv, it's about 8 lines, 10 lines from the bottom. Ksiv betisha lachodesh Hufka Ha'ir. Va'at Amar Ha'chein. Yerushalmi had the same Mishnah that says that one of the five things that happened on Shavuos Batamuz is Hufka Ha'ir. In fact, Yerushalmi, it says on the 9th Hufka Ha'ir. And you say this? How can you say this? Amar Tanchum Barchani Loi Kilkul Cheshbon Osieshkan. It's an astounding Yerushalmi. Kilkul Cheshbon Osieshkan. So take your pick. Let's start with the Korban Aida. Kilkul Cheshbon Osieshkan Meirov Hatzaros Ta'u Becheshbonos. You know what? During the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, it was also on Shavuos Batamuz. Aye, the Pasuk says it was on the 9th. They were so falyudit and fayushkit and famish, they were so totally distraught that they lost track of time. They made a mistake. They made a mistake. Meirov hatzaros to'u b'cheshbonos. They didn't keep track of time. The Rav said many times, one of the human elements that marks mourning is you lose track of time. One day blurs into another, Rahman al-Islam, somebody is sitting Shiva, they don't know if it's Tuesday or Wednesday. It's just one big blur, one big mush. When Bnei Yisrael were, during the Churban Bayis Rishon, facing the imminent breaking of the walls of the city, and the days and weeks leading up to that, they lost track of time. So they thought it was on the 9th, but Lamaisa was on the 17th. Meirov hatzaros to'u b'cheshbonos. So if that's the case, why does the Pasuk say it was on the 9th? After all, the Pasuk is mipi agvura. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't lose track. Rabbanu Shalom knows what day of the week it is. He knows what day of the month it is. And why is it that sestate in Pasuk that it was on the 9th? V'lo ratzu hamikra l'shanos. Mima shesamchu heim, lomar kaviyachol anochi imel b'tzara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, it's an amazing thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to establish forever, for all eternity, in His holy book, He wanted to perpetuate the mistake, as if kaviyachol, I'm also famished. I also forgot. I also didn't know. So I'm going to institutionalize the error for all generations to express the fact that I also was overwhelmed by what happened. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Kilko cheshbonos yeshkan, v'to b'cheshbon, machmas rov hatzora she'ovro aleim, v'lo rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shanos, mikamo she'hayu choshmen. Sivurim, mikamo she'hayu sivurim. I mentioned a number of times, and in past years spent a lot of time on this notion that we're not in this alone, that we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in it with us, and that for us is a source of just indescribable mechama. So Lamaisa, there's a machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi, it's a historical machlekes. So if I would ask you, when was Hufka Ha'ir B'mei leading up to Churban Bayis Rishon? So what was the day? When did it happen? So it's a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, it happened on the 9th, because that's what the Pasuk says. According to the Yerushalmi, it happened on the 17th, even though the Pasuk says the 9th, because the Pasuk's mistake is to inscribe forever a empathy that Hashem has with us. Go back to the bottom of page 46. Paskin to Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Simen Tovkuf Memtas Ifalov Chayovim Lisanos B'Tisha B'Av P'Shivasu B'Tamos B'Gimel B'Tishrei B'Asar B'Teves Mipnei Dvarim Horoim She'iru B'Hem. Siv Beis, a very un-Shulchan Aruch-like comment. Siv Beis, Af Agaf Dechziv B'Kro B'Chodesh HaRavi B'Tish HaLachodesh Huvka Ha'ir Ein Misanin Bo Ela B'Yud Zayin Bo Mipnei She'af Al-Pi She'Barishona Huvka B'Tes Bo Kivin She'Bishniya Huvka B'Yud Zayin Bo Tiknu Le'Sanos B'Yud Zayin Bo Mishum D'Charbin B'Yishayni Chomer Lot. It's like a whole lumdus. Even though it's like we're not used to this in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch generally doesn't afal gaf. It says this, but we don't do that because of that. Give me the bottom line. Mutter, usser, you do, you don't do, nayagim, not nayagim. It's an un-Shulchan Aruch-like Shulchan Aruch that basically says that even though Churban Bayis Rishon, Hufka Yeros Betespo, we don't fast Betespo, we fast Beit Zayin, but why? Mishum the Churban Bayis Sheni Chomerlan. What's pshat? The Churban Bayis Sheni Chomerlan. What's pshat? Why is Churban Bayis Sheni Chomerlan? What's wrong with the first Churban? What? Because Nebuch, we, the Golos is longer, and not only is the Golos longer, but we're in it. We are living in, we are still the victims. We are not the victims of Churban Bayis Rishon. It, as it were, albeit not fully, was rectified by Binyan Bayis Sheni. You remember the old Zakenim who used to cry when they looked at the new one and they remembered the old one, didn't compare to the old one. But at least there was a Churban Bayis Rishon that was ended when there's a Binyan Bayis Sheni. But now, there is no. We're still in the throes of Churban Bayis Sheni, Mishum de Churban Bayis Sheni Chamal. Zokta Magen Avram. Zokta Magen Avram, Sivkot and Beis. V'la Ratzu Ligzar Tainis Gam Betes Bo. So he doesn't have a problem. So he doesn't understand. No problem. Fast both. Fast both. Fast on the 17th for Ufka here in Bayis Sheni, and fast on the 9th for Ufka here in Bayis Rishon. What does the Mechaber say? Even though it, we don't do it because, so what do you mean we don't do it? Do it. Why not do it? Do it both. Zokta Magen Avram, he quotes the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam. This Ramban is in the Torah Sa'adam. The Torah Sa'adam and the Ramban is about Avelus. And the third chalik of the Torah Sa'adam and the Ramban is about what we call Avelus Yeshana. What we are doing today is Avelus Yeshana. The Gemara in Yevamos already, and other places, Mem Gimel Amid Beis and elsewhere, distinguishes between what we call Avelus Chadasha, which is sort of normal, standard Avelus Nebuch. If somebody loses a relative, that's the Avelus that we're familiar with, Avelus Chadasha, and what we are engaged in is Avelus Yeshana. So the Ramban and the Torah Sa'adam, the first part of the Torah Sa'adam is Avelus Chadasha, normal Hilchos Avelus. And then at the end, the subheading of the last chelik in Teres Adam is Avelus Yishana. So the Ramban says, V'lerotzu ligzor tainis gam betespo, de'ein matrichen ala tzibur yosem idai. It's a little bit, you know, you're going to fast on the 9th of Tammuz, then you're going to fast on the 17th of Tammuz, then you're going to fast on the 9th of Av. Three tanios in a month is too much. Continues, Tzitois de Magen Avram, v'im kein, Bal Nefesh Yisane Gam Betes. If you're Bal Nefesh, B'stachaner L'chayid, so Yitaka should fast on the 9th. What's the reason why we don't fast on the 9th, says the Ramban? Because it's too much. But for me, it's not too much. For me, I feel so sad. For me, it's not too much. So Bal Nefesh should fast. However, he concludes, Mi Yerushalmi Isa, We just saw the Yerushalmi. Shabarishona hoysa gamkein biyudzayin. Elo shemipnei hatzoros tol becheshbon. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, according to the Yerushalmi, there's no reason to fast on the 9th. Even if you're Baal Nefesh, you don't fast on the 9th, because nothing happened on the 9th. Everything happened on the 17th. So it's a historical machlekes, and it's also a nafkamina, whether a Baal Nefesh should fast on the 9th. According to the Bavli, who says that Ufka Ha'ir during Bayis Rishon happened on the 9th. So even though the Ramban says that it's too much, the Magen Avraham says that a Baal Nefesh should, according to the Yerushalmi, who says that even Bayis Rishon Hufko Ha'ir happened on the 17th, so the 9th is nothing, so there's no reason to fast on the 9th. Why do I mention this now? I mention this now because I want to be moisif to this extraordinary ha'ora that the Rav had. And that is, the Rav kept on pointing to the fact that it took 3 weeks for the enemy to penetrate and burn the Beis HaMikdash from the time of Hufko Ha'ir. All I want to add is that according to the Bavli, during Churban Bayis Rishon, it took a whole month for them to get. Because according to the Bavli, Hufka Ha'ir and Churban Bayis Rishon was on the 9th. Desanya Barishona Hufka Betespo Bishniya Biyudzayimbo. The Bavli takes the Pasuk literally. Pasuk says the 9th. So the Rav's point is even sharper now. 3 weeks is enough to make the point. To take 3 weeks to go 4.5 minutes is already powerful enough. But to make it even more powerful, to invoke the Bavli as opposed to the Yerushalmi, makes the point even stronger. And that's why the Kohanim deserve to have their own kina. The next kina, Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, it's on page 102 in the Rosenfeld, and ...182 in the Art Scroll. Is a kina about Yoshio HaMelech. So the same question that I raised with regard to the Kahanim, the Rav raised with regard to Yoshio HaMelech. And why does Yoshio HaMelech merit his own kina? And he gave a number of reasons. First of all, we shouldn't lose sight of an individual, of a yachid. We tend to, when we speak in astronomically large numbers, lose sight of the individual. And it's only when we focus on the individual that we could really begin to imagine and to connect to the intensity of the destruction. And that's why he said later on there's a special kina for the Ben Ubas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, for just a boy and a girl, a brother and a sister, a son and a daughter, that's it. A whole kina to remind us of the power when we focus on an individual. And also because Yoshio HaMelech was from the greats, and had he not been killed, there was an expectation, or the belief was, or the idea was, that the Jewish people would have been elevated to a level of tremendous heights, and that his death aborted that potential greatness. Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim and Beis, page 48. Says Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, that what our kina begins with, Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, is a pasuk in Ksuvim, Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Chaf Hey, Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu Vayomru Kol Hashorim VaHashoros Bikinosehem al Yoshiyahu Ad Hayom. Vayitnum lechok al Yisrael, vihinam kisuvim al hakinos. that Yirmiyo made a kina for Yoshiyahu, and that kina is recited subsequent all the time. That all the Sharim and the Sharos include that in the kinos that they say. Where is the Vayikonin Yirmiyo al Yoshiyahu? Where is the kina that Yirmiyahu wrote for Yoshiyahu? So if you turn the page, the Medrash interprets the fourth perek in Eicha as the kina of Yirmiyo for Yoshiyahu. The perek in Eicha that we recited last night, Eicha Yuam Zahav, is specifically Davar Acher, top right, page 49, is Medaber B'Yoshiyahu. And in fact, Rashi in his Perish on Eicha picks this up. Rashi, Eicha Dalet Aleph, top left, page 49, Eicha Yuam Zahav, Kina Zu, Ne'emra Al Yoshiyahu. And it's the Vayikonin Yirmiyahu Al Yoshiyahu through the fourth Perek in Eicha, which catapults Yirmiyahu front and center as worthy of having a kina explicitly devoted to him. Vayikonen Yirmiyo al Yoshiyahu Eicho Eli Konenu Me'elov Ben Shmone Shana Eichel Lidrosh Me'elov Ben Eicham Ba'avram Chonu Olav Lo Huzkar Lo Sigui Mifolav Gam b'chol ha'malochem asher kamu ligdor, lo kam kamo mi'amos Avigdor. Avigdor is one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. From the days of Moshe, that's how highly he was regarded, that even from Moshe there was no one as great as he. Dovak bo avon leitzonei ador, sheracher adelas v'amzuzo samu lisdor, ochlim zera shichor kismo atov, pichamu mishchor. Vayigdal avon veishiv yom min achor, v'od lo sholach yodo min achor, zaku amarov kinam das lehakim, bitza emraso bo'oru asher lo yokim, choshach to'aro kiniyatsu rechokim, v'vetza mo'asei das v'chukim, tovim reyim nikru kisholcho maloch, maliv oloch hayom lisaloch, yidei amoretz domim bimoloch, te'onesh b'vitzi es p'nei filoch, Kilo amonov lo leches aram naharoyim, leman lo savar cherev kol shehu be'efrayim. Lo shama lachoze lo shuvacho royim, ki gzeira nigzero lesachsech, mitzrayim b'mitzrayim, echatos esiras mizuzos, chazon ansosi echelu levazos. Na'u anomim lechumo lehavzos, v'lo eisev panov esavdu alzos. Suru heidu ad lo shiya, vayimo ano suru mat yisod nishiya, pnei krov ki korav lo also lo shiya, vayoru hayorim lamelech yoshiya, denu otzemeno bigev yomochatzim, chetz achar chetz achar chetz morim velo chatzim. They kept on shooting arrows into him. Tzadu v'samu kamatora lachitzim v'yizgru bo shlosh meos chitzim. Kale mitu achra v'azon motzo fihu v'ad mitzui nefesh ma'azov heifihu ruach svasov hivtza mipihu tzadik hu adonoi ki morisi fihu sisi nov ki kano zoam l'shalem shonom ba'avon bitzom. Tam kesem atov amzu b'fashom v'yikonein olov kolei choyuam. Tam b'mikre achot kos megido lishtos b'moed shnas hashmita kigo hakel esos. Tolo esrim ushtayim e'aros shosos. Ki sofdu lo eicho. This reference here is specifically to the fourth perek in Eicha, which follows the Aleph Beis b'esrim ushtayim osos. Osios. Osos kinos lubato mecholies ki shochachti mecholali zamosi kiloadya ahili roshati venosati venutash oholi. The Rav made the point many times about the Aleph Beis. If you look at the kinos that we've said and the one that we skipped, and the one that we just said, it all follows the Aleph Beis. There's something very structurally forced about this. It's a form that we have to follow. We have to find every line or every section has to begin with the next letter of the Aleph Beis. And here we make reference to Safdu lo Echa be'esrim u'shtayim osios. And the Rav said that that actually, once again, is a sensitivity for us. He said, because if we wouldn't follow the form of the Aleph Beis, then we could never stop. How can you stop mourning? How can you finish? It's so sad, and it's so terrible, and the impact of the Churban and the Golus, and the Golus of Bnei Yisrael, and the Golus of Shechina is so overwhelming, that at which point are you going to say, you know what, Shanganik, I'm done. I'm done, I finished my kina. What do you mean you finished your kina? What are you finished? What, that's it? What, 162 lines is enough? What, you can't say 164 lines? And so therefore they set it up to follow the Aleph Beis. So once they follow the Aleph Beis, so I know when I come to Tuf, that's it, I'm done. It's a forced way of constructing the kinos. It allows us to stop, because without it, we could never stop. So I heard that from the Rav many years ago, and I repeat it, and this year I found something in the name of the Kotzker. I don't know if it is the Kotzker, doesn't sound like a Kotzker, but it was quoted in the name of the Kotzker, that's pshat, in the name of the month that we find ourselves, Menachem Av. We're in Chodesh, we're not in Chodesh Av, but traditionally we call the Chodesh Menachem Av. So I'm going to come back to this at the 2 o'clock shir about the Nechama in Av. But the Kotzker is alleged to have said that the Nechama, the Menachem, comes from Aleph Beis. Av is Aleph Beis. That the Aleph Beis structure of the kinos is for us a Menachem. Because without it, we would go on and 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 on, and we could never, ever, never, ever stop. The Menachem is because of the Av, because of the Aleph Beis. But that's the point that I'm trying to, whether that's pshat or not, whether the Kotzker said it or not, that's the point that I'm trying to make. Let's now go to Zechor Asher Asa Tzor Befinim. What page? 228. 111 in the Rosenfeld. This describes what happened during the time of the Churban. And it essentially picks up in that part of the Gemara right after the part that we left off. The part of the Gemara when Titus enters center stage. We left the Gemara when Vespasian was leaving, and he asks Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai one final goodbye, a request, and they have that conversation, and that's where the Gemara ends. The next few words in the Gemara is Ozal Shadre Letitus, is when Titus comes in, and of course he's the one who was responsible for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was the one who presided over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And this kina, Zachor Asher Asa Tzor Befinim, deals with Titus. Zechor asher asa tzor befinim, sholav charbo bo lefnai velefnim, nachaloseinu b'yeskitim eilechem aponim, v'gider paroches ba'ala shteifanim.
This is all in the Gemara, the next Gemara in Gittin.
Yisomim giel b'mogen me'odam, v'yimadei kov b'mare adam dom. Me'menu dolach v'hish, kir chitzov midam, ki yatsa min habayis v'charbo melei adam, al hagoso avos gover, v'nata el yado l'mulo ligbor, mitzrayim v'chola om asher bo movor, v'ani besoch ivuyo orut selov b'tzavor. Avoseinu zoro ki echnisu b'churav ochlo eish, v'zet so ozono echnis v'lo nichvo bo eish.
The contrast between when Avoseinu, Nadav and Avihu, when Bachurav hichnisu Zora to the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought in an Eish Zora, what happened? Ochla Eish. The space of the Beis HaMikdash couldn't tolerate the inappropriateness of that not requested behavior and erupted in rejection. Ochla Eish. And this one, the Gemara says in Gittin, a few lines later, brought a zona into the Kodesh Kodashim and garnished. V'lo nichva ba'esh. And nothing happened. This is a medrash. Look on page 50. The top left-hand side of page 50. This contrast is already a medrash rabbah. Four lines from the bottom. See, one of the ways to sense the power is by invoking a contrast. Not just to describe what happened. I mean, it's bad enough that Titus did what he did and he left. But it's sharper when you realize that this is the exact same space where many years before the space was incapable of tolerating this kind of inappropriateness. And even less. Four lines from the bottom, top left, page 50. Titus Harosha Nichnas Lebeis Kodesh HaKodashim V'charbo Shlufa Biyodo Gider Es HaParoches V'yotzo Charbo Melei Adam Nichnas B'Sholom V'yotzo B'Sholom U'Bonav Shel Aaron Nichnasu LaHakriv V'yotzo Serufim. It's a medrash Vayikra Rabba at the beginning of Achrimos. And that contrast is what's reflected here. This whole kina is based on the Torah Shebaal Peh, on Gemara, some Mamari Chazal, about what happened during the time of the Churban, beginning with the arrival of Titus. Avadim chitu besuko labaseish, v'alme beveseish mimorom sholacheish, benafshenu tovanu bahutzi chlei shoreis, he took all the clay sharis and he put them in a boat and he was going to bring them back to Rome. V'soru ki yuzak b'shishim ribo mazikim, zekenim nivasu ki hirshuhu mishchokim, asos ritzono v'hu osur bazikim. Asos ritzono, but God was tied up in chains. V'hu osur bazikim, God, as it were, was helpless. He was tied in chains. Look at the bottom left of page 50. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, the beginning of Perek Mem. V'hu asur bazikim. Hadavar asher hoya, Perek Mem, pasuk Aleph, bottom left, page 50. Hadavar asher hoya el Yirmiyah me'es Hashem. Achar shalach oso nevuzaradon rav tabochim min harama bekachto oso v'hu asur bazikim. B'soch kol golos Yerushalayim. Who's the reference to in the pasuk in Yirmiyah? Hadavar asher haya el Yirmiyahu me'es Hashem, v'hu asur bazikim. It's a reference to the Navi. The Navi was bound up in chains. However, page 51, top right, the Medrash in Psichta Echa Rabba Lamed Dalid, the Medrash uses the pasuk of Vahu Asur Bazikim to apply not only to the Pashup Shat, namely to Yirmiyahu, but it applies, as it were, also to Hashem himself. All the way at the end, Achar Shalach Nuv, top right, page 51, Achar Shalach Nuvuzaradon Rav Tabachim Es Yirmiyahu, Vahu Asur Bazikim, Amar Rabbi Acha, Kaviyachol, Hu Vehu Asur Bazikim. He and he. The he and he is the he is Yirmiyahu, was Asur Bazikim, and Kaviyachol the Rabbanu Shel Olam himself. And we've seen this before. We just saw, when we started the Kinnis, Pasuk says in Echa, Al Eila Ani Bochia, and the Al Eila Ani Bochia is Ani is the Navi, is Yirmiyahu. And we saw that the Balakina makes it refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we saw in the Psichta that we started the Kinos with, Psichta Chav Dalid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself cries. So what we do is we take the Psukim that relate to the Navi, to the human being, and in an effort to try to gain some Chizuk, we apply them to, as it were, to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. That is, as if he also is just sunk, is just overwhelmed by the magnitude. And that's Vahu Asur Bazikim, is a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the Medrash Echa Psichta Lamed Dalet, based on the Pasuk of Yirmiyahu Mem Pasuk Aleph. Shav Asotein Vayavo Admon Vayisabev Chomo Vayaves Hamon Nofla Evra Al Nine Pitzel Lachluz Viarmon Ad Kinu Tash Midok Armon Al Pesach Arba Yisechel Lovo Biyad Arba Rosh Eitav Sarov Lach Rivo. So this is not in the Gemara that Titus had four generals. Biyad Arba Rosh Eitav Sarov Lach Rivo, and he assigned each general for a different direction. If you look on the top left of page 51, it is found in Medrash Eicha. I xeroxed it for you from Medrash Eicha. Dover Acher, Hayu Tzoreha LaRosh, Oyveh Shalu. This is a pasuk in Eicha. Tzoreha, those who were giving you a hard time, those who were giving you tzar, became big. And Oyveha and its enemies, those who were enemies of the Jewish people of Yerushalayim, Shalu. Shalu mi lashon shalva. They were able to live a tranquil and peaceful life. So who's this a reference to? So we see a number of options. First here we have Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan. And Dover Acher, Hayu Tzorel Arosh Zeh Espazionus, Aver Shalu Zeh Titus. Shalosh Shanim Umechza, Hekif Espazionus Zeh Yerushalayim. 3.5 years. So now you understand Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Cheshbon. I'm still, like, haunted by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's dilemma. And maybe that's where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not tell Vespasianus, you know what, let's go all the way and, leave. Because he knew that Vespasian just spent the last 3.5 years of his life surrounding Yerushalayim. So it wasn't like he was going to say, I'll do you a favor, I'm going to leave. And that's in fact what Vespasianus answered in the Avos Rav Nosson version. Vespasianus went, according to the Avos Rav Nosson version, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually did ask him that. He said, I'm not going anywhere. They put me in control here to conquer. So I want to be Melamed Zchus for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he knew that Vespasian was hanging around for 3.5 years, and it was like, would have been weird. And Vespasian would have thought it an expression of temerity. You want me to leave? You know where I've been for the last 3.5 years? I'm not going anywhere. What, are you crazy? Forget it. So once we know that, I think it adds a little bit to the calculus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's decision not
to ask for everything. Because he would have spit him in the face, potentially. What, are you crazy? 3.5 years is a long time to hang out in the Mideast. The guy's got a fancy palace somewhere in Rome. No dos feltomais, he's got to sit there in the Mideast somewhere and get hot for 3.5 years waiting for something to happen. So he ain't going anywhere till it's over. That's the deal. So I understand what Rabbi Yochanan Mezake didn't ask him. Anyway, he's there for 3.5 years. V'hoyu, this is the part that I want to draw to your attention. V'hoyu imo arba'a duchsin. These are the arba'a tafsirov in our kina. These are the four dukes. Duchas de Aravia, duchas de Africa, duchas de Alexandria, duchas de Palestini. The Palestini duchus. And the Arabian duchus, and the African duchus. And the Alexandrian duchus. Duchus da Aravia, train or murin. The duchus da Aravia, there were two names, we weren't sure. Charamar Kilushmei, v'charamar Pangashmei. These are the four Rashi Tafsirov. And it turns out that the duchus da Aravia was in charge of the western section. And it turns out that he didn't get the job done. He didn't get the job done. The western section stood. That's where we go. That's the Kosel. And that's what's mentioned here in the Kina. Al Pesach HaRabayis Hechel Lavo. He started to get to the Pesach HaRabayis. And Biara Bo Rosh Eitav Sarov Lachriva was ready to destroy it by his four generals, one for each side. And lo and behold, outside my ravi, lezecher hisrid bo. There was a zecher that was left over on the tzad my ravi, v'tso gachar kosleinu, v'lo riv rivo. Achar kosleinu, hine ze omir achar kosleinu, mashkiach min achalonos, Meitzitz min hacharakim. Zok the Medrash, ze kosel maravi. Hine ze omed achar kosleinu. What's kosleinu? Ze kosel maravi, shemei olam lo zozo shchina meal kosel maravi. It's a very powerful thing. And you know, when we go to the Kotel, chas v'shalom, we should go before breakfast. You know, you gotta... got to fill up on a King David breakfast before you go on the Inbal Chach. Before you go, you gotta go. You can't go on an empty stomach because, you know, you paid for room and breakfast. You know what it means to have the Kotel? It's like an unbelievable thing to have the Kaisel. And, you know, it's like, not Kaisel. Find it a beautiful thing. Kaisel. I mean, what an amazing thing. When we have it, we should appreciate it. Those who didn't have it, appreciated it. Craning their necks from some loch somewhere to try to look in and see something. And we could march right up. Al tzad ma'aravi lezecher hisrid bo, v'tzog achar kosleinu, hine ze omid achar kosleinu. Ato kotzafta vir, shiso lefanos, yilodim asher ein bohem kolmu, misham lafnos. Lamarok shugoyim velo shato elamin chopinos, v'shulchum leretzutz, v'sholosh sefinos. Hashivenu shivu kavo benivchei yom v'shit fu atzmam yachad lin pol bayom. Famous story of the Gemara and Gittin and a Medrash about either the 400 children or the 3 boatloads of Gedolei Yerushalayim who didn't want to engage in inappropriate sexual behavior in Rome, so they threw themselves over into the Mediterranean and they committed suicide and they were assured that they would still have a chelek in Olam Haba.
Shivisishbachal Shoveruk al Yom Kiolecho Ragnu Bimitsulos Yom Kisahomos Bo Adnavshon Kozos Bo Asonuvaloshechachnucha Chilulamam Sham Tikvasam Nos Nulameshiv Mi Boshon Ubaskol Nishmo Uro Lomosishon. Rosenfeld. What? 238. You did something that was so wonderful. How could you let something so horrible happen? You did something so special. How could it be that such terrible things happened? We're still here with there's an edge here. There's an edge, a shtickle edge. After all, ato amarta heitev etiv imoch v'niflinu aniva amoch. You're going to be special. So how could it be? Lama b'nei v'livah l'chilu l'shmach v'lo shafachta oleim zamoch. That's it, with impunity. They are mechalel shem shamayim. It doesn't get worse than chilu shem shamayim and goyish. And you just let it go. What's going on here? What's wrong with this? The first line is something good. After all, you expressed yourself in such a positive, good way. And then the second line is, so how could it be? How could it be so bad? How could it be? Ato amarta etev etiv imach v'niflinu aniva amach v'lomo v'nev liyal chilulu shemach v'lo shafachta aleim zamach ato gidalto v'romam tabonim lohanei kasher yiso amin asayona ki mamish carried us around. There was like we were right there. We were in your bosom. We were like tight. You gave us dvash misela. Talk about a rock. The rock for us was the source of such tremendous bracha. So how could it be that they smashed babies' heads on a rock? Va'olo lehem nuptu. Nuptu means they shattered. They shattered their skulls on a rock. It's awful. It's awful. I thought the rock is a source of bracha for us. You gave us dvash misela. How could you take the same sela? It's a very graphic image, and we shouldn't shy away from it. It's horrible. It's mamish horrible. Take babies and hold them by the legs and smash their heads against the wall. The Rav said that happened in the Holocaust all the time. He would often quote this image. I told you earlier about he tried to parallel the words that we recite with the experience of the Shoah, and that's one image that he would invoke all the time. Va'olo lehem nuptu el hasala. It happened in the 20th century. Atozanachta vatimas kol goy v'lokachtu l'cho goy mikerev goy. After all, we have a special relationship. Vatinabel.
Ki seichiv vodecha atamarim liolam rishon, konan tamarim e rishon, v'lamani yetz rasha befeu v'loshon. Ad ki nogad tsar b'ishon. Adosasto l'tovo leimo, b'siach t'viemo v'sita emo. V'lama oritz chereif, v'yomare Eloheimo, asher yochal chay lev zivachemo. Ato farat v'yotzuchayom, v'atosech b'dilosayim yom. V'lama tzolalti ad nevcheyom, v'yigdal shivri kayom. Ato kodosh, yoshev tihilos kedoshim, b'sod yishishim mekudoshim. V'lama rogshu goyim kedeshim, v'yishamu beis kodesh hakodoshim. Ato shamato ki yoinu cherpa v'sukoscho ba'esh nisrofa v'lama sivala nachlas chupa tatzmiach trufa v'yoleinu chofefa. And what's the answer to all of this at the end of the day? At the end of the day, ato tzadik al kol abo l'cho adunoy atzdoko v'natzdik echa b'chibo. At the end of the day, in spite of everything, ato tzadik al kol habo l'cho Hashem atzadoko. V'lo monahinu v'lo noadibo, ki chol zoz bo'asnu b'chovo. And what follows is an entire kina of tzidduk hadin, l'cho Hashem atzadoko. I have 2-3 minutes before we're going to stop for the shiur, but I did want to mention one more thing that the Rav just totally was just amazing. So the Rav said, why is L'cha Hashem Atzdaka? What is Tzidduk HaDin? Tzidduk HaDin means that you are righteous. You behaved bad to us. So the standard understanding is Mipnei Chataenu Galinu Me'artzenu. Mipnei Chataenu Galinu Me'artzenu. That whatever you do is just. And if you treat us in a certain way, it must be because we need to be treated that way. Because we have a choice. We have Bechira. A human being is endowed with Bechira. And because we're endowed with Bechira, so we are responsible for the decisions that we make. It's up to us. How do you know a human being is endowed with Bechira? Vushtate. That there is such a thing as Bechira. Vu state, that it's a fundamental principle of the Jewish existence, that there's such a thing as Bechira Chafshas. So the Rav pointed to a Rambam Menuchas Tshuva, page 52. And it's mamish amazing. The Rambam says in Menuchas Tshuva, Perek Chamishi, Rishus l'chol adam nesuna halacha aleph. Perek Chamishi halacha aleph. Rishus l'chol adam nesuna. Permission is granted to every human being. Imratza lahatos atzmo l'derech tova v'lios tzadik or rishus biyado. Imratza lahatos atzmo l'olech l'derech ra'a v'lios rasha or rishus biyado. It's up to us. Halacha beis. I need to just wrap up this point. Halacha beis. Al ya'avor b'machshavtecha, you shouldn't even imagine, davar zeh sha'omrim tipshe umos ha'olam v'rov golmei b'nei Yisrael. These are not the people who he's going to give mafta yerna to. Forget about the tipshe umos ha'olam, golmei. A golem is a clod, a blob. Don't even imagine what these people say, sha'akadosh baruch hu gozer al ha'odah metchilas b'riyoso liyos tzadik o rasha. This notion of predetermination or predestination is, don't even think, don't even go there, what the stupid people say. Ein hadavar kein, ela kol adam ro'i lo lihiyos tzadik kemoshe rabbeinu o rasha ki aravam, o chacham o sochol, o rachman o achzari, o kili o shua. You could be generous or you could be stingy. V'chein shar kol adeus. It's all up to us. Ve'ein lo mi she yechafehu, nobody forces him, v'lo gozer alav, nobody decrees on him, v'lo mi shamosh holechot mishnei adrochim, nobody pulls him in either direction, elohu me'atzum midato, note le'ezo derech she'yirta. Absolute free will, determinism is off, predestination is off, Everybody has a choice, and we could be whatever we want, and it's up to us, and the decision is us, and nobody pulls us, and nobody forces us, and nobody influences us. It's up to us. How do you know? Who? What's the source of the Rambam? For the principle of free will, big principle. It's a big principle in the Rambam. It's a big principle in what's the Makor? Who? Shiyo miyahu omer? Mipi elyon lo seitzeh horoz vahatov. Klomar, Ein habore gozer al adam lios tov velo lios ra. Mipi elyon lo seitzeh horoz vahatov. Where does the ros and the tov come from? From every single individual. V'kivin shekein, since mipi elyon does not predetermine ros and tov, nimtzo zeh hachote hu hivsed es atzmo. It's his own fault. L'fichach roi lo lifkos ulukonen al chato v'al ma she'asa l'nafsho. V'gumolo ra'a. He's responsible. Next pasuk, hu shekos avachrov, ma yisonein odom chai gever al chatov. No wonder, he's got to cry, he's got to be upset about it. V'chozav ha'amar halu rishusenu biyodenu, umidatenu osinu kol haros, ro'u ilonu lachzor b'tshuva, v'lazo v'rishenu sh'rishus at biyodenu. So therefore we have to do tshuva. How do you know? Hu shekos avachrov? Nach besod rachenu, v'nachkor v'nashuva. Question, where is the pasuk? Mipi elyon, lo seitze haros v'hatov, ma yisonen odom chai gever al chata'ov, nach basod arachenu v'nach kor v'nashuva. Where's that? That's an echa. That's an echa. Full circle. Full circle. That on this day of Tisha B'Av, when we read echa, we recognize, l'cha Hashem atztaka, because God didn't force us to do this, we have a choice. And we are responsible for the acts that we perform. V'alazoi shteit in Sefer Eicha. So the Rav, like, I learned this Rambam, I don't know, 25 years of my life I've been reading this Rambam. It never, ever occurred to me that these psukim come from Eicha. It never would have occurred to me that they come from, I don't know where they came from, but I just didn't think about it. Lo and behold, it's Eicha. It's the very Eicha that creates the context in which we have to take responsibility for our actions. And it's the very Eicha that is mechayev us to recognize that if Tisha B'Av happened, it's because Tisha B'Av happened, because we have a responsibility for this. And it's geknippt und gebunden. It's all one, it's one book. It's amazing. Think about it. It's a genius. It's one book. It's the book that describes the tragedy, describes the reason for the tragedy, describes the outcome for the tragedy. It's all in one book in Sefer Eicha. Okay, let's stop Kinos, and let's now turn in the handout. Let's now turn to page 19. I want to acknowledge the arrival of many shuls who are now tuning in.